From London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping to kickstart your day with the motivation and inspiration you need.
365 days a year.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Good morning! My name is Chris Jags, and this is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. How's your Monday going so far? What's the point though? How is it even Monday again? These weeks just fly by. Anyway, whatever day it is for you right now, I'm happy you came along, download the episode, and we can officially get motivated together. Come on! For the episode this week, I thought it'd be good to have a look at how some people have had some moments of creativity and created something that is likely, extremely likely, that you probably use at least once or more in the world of social media. Now, whether it's catching up with friends and old school buddies on Facebook, trying to find that perfect filter to photo up yourself on Instagram for the likes, much debated conversation with the world on Twitter, and videos of the cute little puppies or video game streaming on YouTube. But also, can we even forget when your teen daughter continually does some weird dance routine and records himself on TikTok? Yes. Each of these social media platforms have some relevance and have millions of people around the world logging into them every single day. But for this episode and for most things around the world, I'm always interested to learn how something gets started, how it becomes a big brand it is out there. And, well, social media is no different. So let's have that very, very quick drop and then let's go and have a look for ourselves, shall we?
This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast.
And welcome back to you. So, right, let's just get started. Let's get straight into it. Interacting with friends and family across long distances has been a concern for humans for centuries. As social animals, people have always relied on communication to strengthen up their relationships, especially when face-to-face discussions are impossible or just very inconvenient. But alongside that, humans have dreamed up plenty of creative solutions, with so many coming and going, and some are still around. The roots of social media stretch far deeper than you may actually imagine. Although it seems like a new trend, sites like Facebook are obviously the natural income of many centuries of social media development. So how about we start with a little bit of history here. What did social media look like even before 1900? The earliest methods of communicating across great distances used written correspondence delivered by hand from one person to another. In other words, letters. The earliest form of the postal service dates back to 550 BC. And this primitive delivery system would become more widespread and streamlined in future centuries. In 1792, the telegraph was invented. This allowed messages to be delivered over a long distance far faster than a horse and rider could ever carry them. Although telegraph messages were short, they were a revolutionary way to convey news and information. You've seen them, you know, mentioned in those film stages back in the day. Now, two important discoveries happened in the last decade of the 1800s. The telephone was invented in 1890 and the radio, 1891. Yes, they've really been around that long. Now, both technologies are still in use today, although the modern versions are much more sophisticated than their predecessors. Telephone lines and radio signals enabled people to communicate across great distances instantaneously. This was something that mankind had never ever experienced before. Now, one of the funniest things you can do if you're no longer part of the youth is to show someone that is. Show them an old telephone, you know, the one where you had to dial it round the whole way in the face of the phone. The confusion on their faces is well worth it. Now, in comes the 20th century and things start to look a little bit more familiar. Well, almost. Technology began to change very rapidly in the 20th century. After the very first supercomputers were created in the 1940s, scientists and engineers began to develop ways to create networks between those computers. And this would later lead on to the birth of the internet. The earliest forms of the internet, such as CompuServe, were developed in the 1960s. Primitive forms of email were also developed during this time. By the 1970s, networking technology had improved, and in 1979, Usenet allowed users to communicate through a virtual newsletter. By the 1980s, home computers were becoming more common and social media was becoming more sophisticated. Internet relay chats, or IRCs, to the old crew, these were first used in 1988 and continued to be popular well into the 1990s. The very first recognizable social media site, 6degrees, was created in 1997. It enabled users to upload a profile and make friends with other users. In 1999, the very first blogging site started to become very popular, creating a social media sensation that is still very popular today. Now, fast forward to social media today, and after the invention of blogging, social media began to explode in popularity. Sites like MySpace and LinkedIn gained prominence in the early 2000s, and sites like PhotoBucket and Flickr facilitated online photo sharing. YouTube came out in 2005, creating an entirely new way for people to communicate and share with each other across great distances. By 2006, Facebook and Twitter both became available to users throughout the world. These sites remain some of the most popular social networking sites on the internet. Other sites like Tumblr, Spotify, Foursquare, and Pinterest began popping up to fill specific social networking niches. Today, there is a tremendous variety of social networking sites, and many of them can be linked to allow cross-posting. This creates an environment where users can reach the maximum number of people without sacrificing the intimacy of person-to-person communication. We can only speculate about the future of social networking and how it may look in the next decade or even 100 years from now, but it does seem clear that it will exist in some form, well, as long as humans are alive anyway. Despite the amount of different platforms there are out there, I want to have a look at how some of them actually got started. Now, I did cover YouTube a while back and, you know, we got the story about how they began. So I'm going to focus on some of the other main players in the social media world, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So, starting with Facebook. Back on the 4th of February 2004, a Harvard student named Mark Zuckerberg launched the Facebook. This was a social media website he had built in order to connect Harvard students with one another. By the next day, over 1,000 people had registered, and this was only the beginning. Now known simply as Facebook, the site quickly ballooned into one of the most significant social media companies in history. Today, Facebook is one of the most valuable companies in the world with over 2 billion monthly active users. The origins of Facebook have always been highly scrutinized, including the critically acclaimed 2010 film, The Social Network. But the exact source of the idea remains unclear. What is obvious is that Zuckerberg had twin gifts for coding and causing a stir. Both of these have served him well at Harvard. The previous year, he had become a campus celebrity by creating FaceSmash. This was a website where students could vote on which of the two randomly selected Harvard women was more attractive, and quickly run afoul of both administration and several women's rights groups. FaceSmash was short-lived but widely popular, leading Zuckerberg to consider the value of creating a campus-wide social network. Over the course of his second year, Zuckerberg built what would become Facebook. Now, when it launched on February the 4th, he and his roommates were glued to their screens, watching as an estimated 1,200 to 1,500 of his fellow students signed up for their site within the first 24 hours of existence. From there, Facebook expanded rapidly, moving to other Boston area schools and the rest of the Ivy League that spring. By the end of the year, the site had 1 million users. Angel investor Peter Thiel had invested $500,000, and Zuckerberg had left Harvard to run Facebook from its new headquarters in California. As of September 2006, the network was extended beyond educational institutes to anyone with a registered email address. The site remains free to join and makes profit through advertising revenue. Yahoo, Microsoft, and Google are among companies who have always expressed an interest in a buyout. Along with that are rumoured figures of around $2 billion or £975 million being discussed. Mr. Zuckerberg has so far refused to sell. The site's features continued to develop during 2007. Users can now give gifts to friends, post free classified advertisements, and even develop their own applications. It is said that over 2.45 billion people still log into Facebook each month, every year. Crazy, crazy numbers. Now, next up, we have the bluebird of the internet, Twitter. Twitter started in 2006 when the podcasting company Odeon realized they needed to reinvent themselves and began brainstorming brand new creative ideas. Jack Dorsey introduced the idea of creating an SMS or short message service, texting for example, that would allow a user to communicate with a small group of people. Twitter was actually first called Status until the group looked into the dictionary for names and found Twitter, which fitted perfectly. The original product name was TWTTR. The project work began on March 21st, 2006, when Dorsey published the first Twitter message at 12:50 p.m. PST time, just setting up my Twitter. The prototype for Twitter was tested as an internal service for Odeon employees, but later launched publicly in July 2006. Fast forward to October 2006, Jack Dorsey, Biz Stone and Evan Williams formed Obvious Corporation with other members from Odeon. They then bought out Odeon from the investors and other shareholders. In April of 2007, Twitter became its own company. Now, Twitter really took off in 2007 when they used a marketing plan to display streaming Twitter messages on massive plasma screens at the South by Southwest Festival. On that day, Twitter usage went from 20,000 tweets per day to 60,000. During that event, Twitter won an award in the blog category, and Jack Dorsey thanked everyone in 140 characters. It is estimated that there are 330 million monthly active users and 145 million daily active users on Twitter. 63% of all Twitter users worldwide are between 35 and 65. The ratio of female to male Twitter users is roughly 1 to 2, 34% female and 66% male. So let's move on to Instagram, and this turned out into a bit of a long drawn out overnight success. In 2009, Kevin Systrom, 27-year-old Stanford University graduate, was working at Nextstop, a travel recommendation startup. Systrom had previously worked at Google as a corporate development associate and interned at Odeon, the company that obviously started up Twitter. While Systrom had no formal training in computer science, he learned to code on the nights and weekends while working at Nextstop. He eventually built a prototype of a web app called Bourbon, which was inspired by his taste for fine whiskies and bourbons. The Bourbon app allowed users to check in, post their plans, and share photos. Although at the time, location-based check-in apps were very popular, the photo-sharing feature of Bourbon was very unique. A crucial turning point came in March 2010 when Systrom attended a party for Hunch, a startup based in Silicon Valley. At the party, Systrom met two venture capitalists from Baseline Ventures and Andreessen Horowitz. After showing them the prototype of his app, they decided to meet for coffee to discuss it further. After their first meeting, Systrom decided to quit his job and focus on Bourbon. Within 2 weeks, he had raised $500,000 in seed funding from both Baseline Ventures and Andreessen Horowitz to further develop his entrepreneur venture. This seed funding allowed Systrom to start building a team of people to support his venture. The first to join him was 25-year-old Mike Krager, also a Stanford graduate. Krager had previously worked as an engineer and user experience designer at the social media platform Meebo. The two knew each other from their time as students at Stanford. After Krager joined, the two reassessed Bourbon and decided to focus primarily on one thing: photographs specifically taken on mobile phones. They carefully studied leading apps in the photography category at that time. For Krager and Systrom, the Hipstamatic app stood out to them because it was popular and had interesting features that could apply to photographs, such as filters. However, it lacked social media sharing capability. Systrom and Krager saw potential in building an app that bridged Hipstamatic and a social media platform like Facebook. They took a step backward and stripped Bourbon down to its photo, commenting, and liking functions. It was at that time that it was renamed Instagram, combining the words Instant and Telegram. They also began focusing on improving the photo sharing experience. Their intention for the app that it would be minimalist and require as few actions as possible from the user. After 8 weeks of fine-tuning the app, they gave it to friends to beta test and evaluate its performance. After resolving some errors in the software, they brought it to a launch. While user growth has continued to increase since the Facebook acquisition of around $1 billion in cash and stock, a key provision was that the company would remain independently managed. Instagram has made a relatively small number of changes to the app in its time. sticking to its simple user experience and core focus on photo and video sharing capabilities. Despite the high price tag of its acquisition, the company appears to have been a savvy investment on the part of Facebook. In 2019, the market research company eMarketer predicted that Instagram would reach 117.2 million users by 2021. And that is how, arguably, the three biggest social media platforms, not including YouTube, got themselves started in the game. Again, normal everyday people like you, me, and Dave, who lives down the street, had an idea and went after it. Granted, there were some hiccups. But if it was so easy, everyone would be doing it right now, wouldn't they? So, do you have a great idea just boiling in your head, ready to burst out? Is there something you really want to try for yourself? Well, the good news is, and I like to bring you good news, there has never ever been a better time to get started than right now. So, let's delay no more. Whatever the idea you have that you want to do more with, whatever the problem is that you just keep ignoring, as Rafiki from The Lion King would say, it is time. And it's definitely time for you to take some action and book your free, yes, it's free, Learn, Develop, Live Power Call with me. Go to ldlcall.com, book your time slot for you, and we can get you moving on the right track. The time is now. Book your call. I look forward to talking to you. And as for the podcast, well, I'll be back tomorrow for more. So you go take care of yourselves.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation. 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 Motivation.